Driving through Ethiopia's countryside, it is hard to imagine a food shortage. But these lush fields mask what experts call a green drought, one of the worst in recent memory. 3 years of poor rains have dealt a harsh blow to Ethiopia's agricultural economy. Lake beds are drying up. Changing weather patterns have turned what used to be a recurring problem into a chronic one and a constant headache for Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi.
There's always malnourished children in Ethiopia, somewhere in Ethiopia, every year.
Fitsun Taeme is on the front lines of Ethiopia's battle against malnutrition.
They are dying at community level.
Fitsum is a 21-year-old nurse at a health center operated by Care International. 23-year-old Meron Assefa works at a nearby center run by the Irish NGO Goal. Every day, they and thousands of others like them receive new malnutrition cases. They treat the ones they can and transfer the severely ill to hospitals. They're part of an army of young nurses, 6,000 new graduates each year, that are part of Ethiopia's strategy for responding to malnutrition, staffing a rapidly expanding network of community health centers. Ted Chaiban, Ethiopia Country Director for UNICEF, says these newly built centers are saving 40,000 lives a year.
The capacity to do so has increased from less than 200 sites in 2007 to over 3,200 sites right now in hotspot districts. Over the year, if needed, we could manage between 150 to 200,000 children.
But supplies are critically short. The World Food Program estimates it needs an additional 120,000 metric tons to meet Ethiopia's nutrition needs through the end of this year. The government says 6.2 million people will need food aid in the coming months. Ethiopia's Disaster Relief Agency Chief, Tadesse Bekele, acknowledges children are dying of complications of malnutrition, including TB and diarrhea. But he says he and his relief staff are working hard to make sure children do not die of simple malnutrition.
There may be deaths because of health issues, but no one should die because lack of food. That's our principle.
Nurse Azad Malka at the town of Karsa says she's referring a steady stream of youngsters with tuberculosis complications to the regional Bisidimo hospital.
80 children transferred to Bisidimo, especially 70% pulmonary TB case.
Experts predict this third straight year of drought will lead to even more difficult times in 2010, at least until the next harvest time. In the meantime, thousands of young Ethiopian nurses are graduating. More health centers are opening, and donors are slowly opening their pocketbooks to provide desperately needed food aid. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, in the Harargay region of Ethiopia.